listen to the radio interview about reading habits and tick the correct answers.
This evening, we welcome two young people to our studio who are going to talk about their reading habits. Hello, Brenda and Tom.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's start off with my first question. What makes you choose a book, Brenda?
Well, I always browse in the library. I asked the librarian if she could recommend a new book. She has known me quite well for 7 years, and she knows that I'm into stories about real-life problems. I never read fantasy or war books, and I'm not interested in science fiction either. I never pick anything trashy. I love books that are so gripping that I have to read them in one go. Books that I can't put down. There should be a happy ending, though. I hate sad or open endings. If the book is a really good read, I get myself a copy, but I only buy the paperback version because it's cheaper. I can't afford hardcover books.
Thank you, Brenda. And you, Tom, which books do you prefer?
I love books that help me forget reality. I want to escape from my own boring daily life, so the book must be gripping or good fun. I'm keen on laughing out loud while reading, and the story should be relaxing and not too complicated. I don't mind if the book is very long.
So, what type of books do you like most?
Well, I like mystery and fantasy stuff best. Stuff that never happens in real life. I love characters that are fictional, and I adore sudden twists in a story when something totally unexpected happens.
Where do you get your information from on which books are a good read?
Sometimes a friend of mine recommends a book, or I choose my book by browsing online reviews. There are many book review websites on the net that do good jobs. They also print out passages from books, and then I decide if the book is worth reading or trash.
What are you reading at the moment? Could you recommend a good read?
Fitting. It's a book that is right up my street, and I can highly recommend it. It's a great read for fantasy lovers.
What is it about? Could you give us a short insight, a short summary?
Of course. The story is set in the future, and it's a brilliant study of the beauty frenzy. The characters in the book choose their looks online, but there's one woman who tries to escape. It's thrilling and shocking at the same time, and there's an unexpected climax, but I don't want to give too much away. Read it and enjoy it. I'd say the book is excellent.
Thank you, Tom and Brenda, for the interview.